Hey, everybody. Welcome to How To Tuesday. I want to thank you all for stopping me at iCast and saying hi for all the ones that were there. I really appreciated meeting new people and seeing old friends. That was fantastic. The Knot Wars continue here on How To Tuesday, and we're going to go over one today that is a very important connection for saltwater fishermen. Maybe not so much for freshwater fishermen, but for saltwater fishermen, being able to double the line is very, very important. And there are two, there's probably a number of knots you can use, but there are two that are very popular. One is called the Bimini Twist. The other is called the Spider Hitch. People look at the way that you tie a Bimini Twist, and it looks like a very difficult knot to tie, when in fact it's really not a difficult knot to tie. You can learn how to tie the Bimini Twist at our knot course on Waypoint. We'll link that into the description. You can also learn how to tie the Spider Hitch in the knot course. The Spider Hitch looks much, much easier to tie. Is it? I don't know. I typically prefer the Bimini Twist for a couple of reasons. One, I have a better control over the loop size that I'm creating with the Bimini Twist, just the way I tie it. I'm sure people that tie the Spider Hitch all the time can make the loop any size that they want. But because I don't tie that knot as much, I don't have as good loop control. If I want to tie a loop that's a very specific size, I would rather do that with a Bimini Twist. But a lot of people ask, you know, the Spider Hitch seems like a much easier knot to tie. Is it as strong as the Bimini Twist? And you'll see a lot of videos on how to tie the Bimini Twist and how to tie the Spider Hitch, but there are not a lot of videos out there actually testing the strength, and that's what we've been doing on Knot Wars. We've tested all kinds of knots, and today we're going to go Bimini Twist versus Spider Hitch. We're using Daiwa fluorocarbon, and we're using 20-pound test. So I have in my hand right here a Bimini Twist tied with the Daiwa J Fluoro, and we're going to use the Nextech force tester. I'm going to reset it right here so it will be at zero. It wants to. Oh, the line was touching it. It's that sensitive. Okay, so now it's set at zero. And I'm going to wrap this around my hand a couple times. So we have the Bimini Twist tied with 20-pound fluorocarbon, and we're going to pull on this and test. Being able to double the line is okay. That broke at 21.89 pounds. Okay, so that does exactly what it is supposed to do. Being able to double a line is a technique that we use in saltwater fishing so that we can make a connection that is stronger than the line. So if you do that with two strands of line, then theoretically it would be stronger than the one strand of line. So having a technique where you can double the line without losing strength in the line is why we tie a Bimini Twist in a leader. You can also use the Bimini Twist as a leader. You can tie a Bimini Twist right to a hook, and so now instead of just one strand of line going to the hook, you have two strands of line. We used to do that with permit all the time. That works pretty well. So 21.89 pounds. Now here's the question. A Spider Hitch, which seems like a little bit easier knot to tie, is it as strong as the Bimini Twist? So for you guys that like to tie the Spider Hitch, we're going to find out whether or not you should be tying the Bimini Twist or if a Spider Hitch is perfectly okay. Now, what I want to know is, is the Spider Hitch stronger than the line? That's what really counts. Here we go. Very strong. Definitely stronger than the line. It comes in at 24.14 pounds. 24.14 pounds on the Spider Hitch. So, both knots effectively doubled the line without losing any strength in the line. So, thumbs up for both of them. We can double the line with the Spider Hitch and not lose any strength in the line. We can double the line with the Bimini Twist and not lose any strength in the line. This, just for reference, the Spider Hitch had 7 turns, and the Bimini Twist had 21 turns. That's typically what I do with a Bimini twist, I'll turn it 21 times, and I'll finish it off with half hitches at the end, just a very standard Bimini twist. It broke slightly above the Bimini, and the spider hitch did pretty much exactly the same, broke just above the knot, making it effective. Both are stronger than the line, and today, at least with the way that I tied these two, the spider hitch comes out on top. That may surprise some people. Actually surprised me. I thought the Bimini twist would be a little bit stronger, but both are stronger than the line. You would know you would have a problem if you tested these knots and you were doing it with 20-pound test and you tested at like 15. Maybe you're tying the knot in a way that isn't very strong. Maybe you need a few more turns, or maybe you need to go back and make sure you're tying it right. But as long as it's getting testing stronger than the line that you are tying it with, you're doing well. Now, maybe you can tie it, maybe with a few more turns, you can make the Bimini a little stronger. Maybe with a few less turns, you can make the spider hitch a little weaker. I don't know. But 7-turn spider hitch versus a 21-turn Bimini, the spider hitch comes out 3 pounds better. So that's How To Tuesday for today. Good for you if you're tying the spider hitch. It turns out it is a very, very strong knot. Probably already knew that if that's the knot that you tie. But if you're afraid of the Bimini twist, can't seem to get it to work, spider hitch is a very good alternative. And today, it wins. All right, that's How To Tuesday for this week. We'll see you next week with another knot.